Talk to me, no matter what you feel, it'll all be all right. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening. One of the things I like to do is publish my weekly podcast to kind of keep people informed with what I'm doing, but also a chance for me to just talk for a few minutes. Sometimes it's fun to talk without somebody interrupting you, but also more importantly with, you know, the ability to just finish those thoughts without being, you know, constantly involved in a conversation with the give and take. I'm just kidding. I love conversations. But the reality is sometimes it's fun to just talk. And that's what I'm doing in my podcast. I'm just talking. My podcast is sponsored by two wonderful sponsors. The first is Creative Technology and Innovation, a company that I started many years ago, representing, for all intents and purposes, the way I do extra income jobs. I do them through Creative Technology and Innovation. But over the years, I've slowly but surely evolved the company so that it represents an architectural framework company focused on John Boyd's OODA loops. So Creative Technology and Innovation can help you move forward with the concept of how to better make decisions. The other sponsor is my novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Danny and the Corporate Ladder is available now as an ebook, available now as a paperback, and will be available very soon as an audiobook. Danny and the Corporate Ladder is really a story, and I actually had an interesting question. A longtime friend of mine bought the book, read it, and said, you know, is Danny you? And I had to be honest and say, no, Danny's not me. Danny's actually a lot of people, so many people that I've met over the years that are just truly wonderful people. I've met people all around the world, in many countries, in many different nations, in many different states of life. And in every case, I took a piece of that person back with me. When they were a phenomenal person, I brought that back, and that's the genesis. That's the basis. That's where Danny comes from. Danny is a compilation of a number of people, and I thank each of them for their contribution. But more importantly, I am so happy to say Danny and the Corporate Ladder is available now. So sometimes in life, you meet someone, and you think that person is too good to be true. And after a while, you talk to them and you realize, yeah, they're actually that good. They might be better than I thought. Danny and the Corporate Ladder. I published, as always, my, not always, last week I published my podcast without my Hub Pages article, but this week I published Volume 2, Issue 7, still going through the concept of augmentation with AI. When we consider machine learning and how machine learning will change humanity around us, the concept of augmentation is really how that's going to happen, right? It's not that machine intelligence is going to make us bigger, better, smarter, faster, so on and so forth. It's that ultimately we will be in a situation where we can add functional capabilities that we wouldn't have had before. If you consider what a machine intelligence could do, the first thing is it can provide you with factual data. Can you imagine a politician with a machine intelligence system around it, a veracity engine, you know, basically turning off their microphone when they didn't tell the truth? Of course, there are some politicians that would end up, well, silent. But that would be kind of hilarious. That would also be valuable for the rest of us, right? I am not against supposition. I am not against chasing things that aren't necessarily real. People have ideas and concepts. People have thoughts and dreams and components of what they do. And that's okay. The only argument that I have, the only frustration I have as a human being, is when people present these suppositions. They call them conspiracy theories. They are not theories. They are certainly conspiracy, but they are conspiracy suppositions when they present those as fact. Okay, well, that's great. If you're going to present that as fact, then you have to be able to say, I will argue against the facts that existed before I made this a fact. And I'm going to show you how the facts that were there before, the things that everybody thought was right, we're wrong. And look, there are situations where that's true. It's real. There are things where people believe something that just isn't true. So it's not impossible to do that. But the thing is, and the most important part of this is, trust but verify, you have to prove that what you're saying is real. You have to prove that your supposition is more than a supposition. So that's what gets me, makes me nervous. That's why I think the Internet Veracity Engine would be a great tool set to build. Certainly would allow for a decreased amount of political hot air. That said, the concept here is augmentation. And first of all, you know, augmentation is not evolution. When we think about evolution, right, evolution is, birds of a specific grouping eat the same nuts. Over time, those nuts become harder and harder and harder and harder. So the birds evolve to have longer, sharper beaks and the ability to crack those in another way, right? You know, a woodpecker eats insects below the surface of the tree. They've now developed the ability to, you know, pound into the tree. That's an evolutionary change. Augmentation is the use of a tool. So I want to eat the same nuts that the birds eat, but they've gotten harder. So I take a tool, a nut cracker, a hammer, blah, 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 and I break the nut open. That's augmentation, using tools. Evolution is over time, the species adapts, right? The example for human beings is once upon a time, we had a need for an appendix. Basically, for all intents and purposes, the appendix was likely a bone storage facility in the human body. We ate a lot more bone than we do now. And so based on that, you know, those bones would store there in the appendix. They would dissolve over time. Of course, you know, obviously people didn't live very long back then. And one of the reasons they didn't live very long is likely appendicitis killed them, right? So, yeah, it's a good thing and a bad thing. We've evolved to the point where we don't use the appendix, and therefore when doctors need to take it out because it's infected, it doesn't impact us. We just go, oh, that's an unpleasant surgery. So the reality of the situation is evolution changes things over time. The appendix is no longer needed. Therefore, we can remove it. We don't have to remove it. We can leave it there. But if it does become inflamed, we remove it. That's evolution. Augmentation is using tools to make things better, bigger, better, faster, quicker. Machine intelligence is an augmentation of humanity. So why not take that augmentation and spin it further? Use it to deliver the right answer consistently for human beings. So we can literally have the right answer at the right time consistently. And again, I go back and I'll leave you with my Internet Veracity Engine thought and the Political Veracity Engine thought. You know, I think it would be hilarious to watch a politician's lips move and nothing comes out because they don't say anything that's true. Therefore, they're not allowed to speak. But, you know, neither here nor there. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you have a wonderful week. My name is Scott Anderson.